Matanuska Valley Emergency Medical Services folks got a shot at the big time last week when a National Guard Pavehawk rescue helicopter dropped in on their training class. As APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports, it's all part of a rigorous schedule for those who provide emergency care on the ground and in the air.
Because you're in an environment with noise, vibration, heat, cold, altitude problems, which is essentially hypoxic.
The Palmer class, about 15 professional and volunteer emergency services providers, was there to fulfill state certification requirements. The training was focused on in-flight patient care. Instructor Bill McCreth has been a full-time Mat-Su Borough emergency services staffer for 17 years.
In the majority of the state, air is the only route to go to a hospital. In the great majority of the state, there is no road to take to tertiary care. So even minor problems are medevaced. In the Mat-Su Borough, we're lucky enough to have a dedicated medevac resource available to us out of Anchorage. But occasionally it happens that we have a patient so critical, an air transport is appropriate, and we call and find out that lifeguard is already busy on another emergency.
McGrath says emergency medevac by air has grown dramatically during the past decade, and emergency services technicians are required to learn the difficulties of taking care of a patient in a fixed-wing aircraft or a helicopter.
So the bigger focus of this class is what to do when you're the one trying to give medical care in flight in an aircraft you've never been in before.
One of those strange aircraft could be a National Guard Pavehawk helicopter, the kind used in difficult rescue missions in war or in peacetime. A National Guard crew obligingly visited almost on cue, landing on the Palmer Airport tarmac. After landing, the guardsmen gave a few pointers on how to behave around the helicopter and told the trainees what to expect when accompanying a patient inside one of the huge aircraft.
You'll go onto the aircraft. You're not going up, but see what it's like. You got a stethoscope?
Yep.
See what it's like to listen to breath sounds.
Trainees did not go aloft this trip, but the guardsmen fired up the rotors. And in groups of three, the trainees got a taste of what it is like to work under stressful conditions. Linda Bailey is a paid on-call responder with Big Lake Meadow Lakes Fire District 2.
The noise in there is extreme. Unable to hear blood pressures, lung sounds are real minimal. Could still feel a good pulse even despite the vibrations, and there's a lot of vibrations in there. So it's a lot more difficult than the back of the ambulance.
McGrath says medics need to be able to load patients safely into an aircraft that will provide unusual working conditions, such as vibrations, turbulence, humidity, and cramped quarters.
They'll need to understand the stressors of flight, not just on the patient, but on the medics, and how to prepare for those stressors so that they're not as greatly affected by them.
The 16-hour course deals with many aspects of medevac flights, not the least of which is the medic's personal in-flight safety.
We hammer away at the topic of safety.
Copy, Palmer Ambulance 732.
In an effort to reduce all those risks that are within our scope to reduce.
McCreth says emergency responders are under increasing pressure as the valley continues to grow.
The population growth in the smaller communities has not been matched by a growth in the number of people who come forward to join ambulance services. The same core group of people are getting busier and busier and more stressed.
These emergency responders are special, he says, because not only did they step up to the plate, they are taking extra classes above their basic training to make sure they are extra prepared. I'm Ellen Lockyer.